series of guided meditations, literary reflections, and meditative music for anyone going through a divorce or the loss of an important relationship. I'm Daniel Todd, a writer and divorced parent, and one of the hosts of Raft.
And I'm Hannah Badalova, a relational therapist, divorced parent, and musician. The loss of an important relationship can set us adrift. We hope that through bibliotherapy techniques and guided meditations, we can offer a temporary resting place as you navigate both the turbulent waves and the unnerving still waters of relationship loss, finding healing and firmer ground.
In this episode, we are going to read and reflect on Maggie Smith's poem, Good Bones, and provide a guided meditation that will invite you to imagine your life as a house. Thank you once again for joining us. Good Bones. Life is short, though I keep this from my children. Life is short, and I've shortened mine in 1,000 delicious, ill-advised ways. 1,000 deliciously ill-advised ways I'll keep from my children. The world is at least 50% terrible, and that's a conservative estimate, though I keep this from my children. For every bird, there is a stone thrown at a bird. For every loved child, a child broken, bagged, sunk in a lake. Life is short, and the world is at least half terrible, and for every kind stranger, there is one who would break you, though I keep this from my children. I am trying to sell them the world. Any decent realtor walking you through a real shithole chirps on about good bones. This place could be beautiful, right? You could make this place beautiful. There's a wonderful dance in this poem between humor and darkness. And if you have children, these lines can feel so familiar. We want to protect our children from the harsher realities of life, at least when they're young, and we should. But there's this really beautiful turning point in the poem when the poet says, "I am trying to sell them the world." Through a more jaded lens, we might interpret this as an attempt to sell a flawed product, to overemphasize the positive so that all that is negative might be more concealed. But this is a parent speaking, a mother. Why is the speaker in the poem trying to sell the world to her children? Perhaps because despite all that is dark and difficult and terrible in the world, there's goodness too, and light. And that goodness justifies the fact that life is suffering, as the Buddhists have it. The thing is, we don't just keep these harsh realities from children, we can keep them from ourselves, too, in a sense. What I mean is, there are things that we would prefer not to confront, realities too painful to think about or to speak of. You might feel as if your life right now is like a real shithole, that it's not what you wanted or imagined for yourself anyway. And there can be great disappointment in that. Whatever life and your decisions within it has dealt you, whether you have made terrible mistakes and are suffering from them, or whether terrible things have been done to you, whether you're struggling with guilt related to the demise of a relationship, or whether you're feeling intense anger toward your former partner, the fact is that you have good bones within you. You have a foundation. The fact that you are taking the time to reflect and meditate at this very moment is proof. Here you are, right now, reaching out into the universe for help or guidance or company or for a small scrap of peace, yes, here you are. And while there may be plenty of reasons to be jaded, I encourage you to read the last line in this poem from a more positive, hopeful place. This place could be beautiful, right? You could make this place beautiful. I believe that we can both confront the difficult or painful or perhaps terrible realities in our own lives and believe we have good bones to withstand them. I encourage you to believe that this place you're in now won't always be like this. You may not feel like it's beautiful now, but it could be beautiful. You can make it beautiful, even in the midst of suffering and loss. Notice that the realtor in the poem is described as decent. The realtor is decent because she utters an important truth, that despite what presents on the surface, there is always beauty to be found, or made, often both. As you enter this meditation, take a moment to focus on that truth.
Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. As you continue breathing easily, try to imagine your life as a house. What would that house look like? Is there grass around it? Are there trees? Are there flowers? Consider what this house looks like from the outside first. You might imagine how neighbors or passers-by view this house as they walk by on the sidewalk. Is the lawn well manicured, the hedges trimmed? Or does the grass need mowing? Do the shutters need a paint job? Now imagine stepping inside of this house that is you. What do you see? Are the rooms clean and spacious, or are they filled with clutter? How would a person feel if they could step inside of this house? Now, focus on one room, whether it's a bedroom or the kitchen or the den. Fix that room in your imagination. What do you see? What color is it? Do you see anything ugly or in need of repair? Is the furniture old? Are there dishes in the sink? Now, imagine having all the time in the world to make this room beautiful. Imagine the things you would do if you had the time, if there were no budget. Take a few minutes to breathe easily. And as you do, imagine how this room could be made beautiful. Imagine yourself doing the work, painting the walls, hanging pictures, organizing. And imagine yourself sitting in that room at perfect rest, admiring your aesthetic sensibility, the work you've put into it. Take those few minutes now to breathe and imagine this house. As we close this meditation, I would like to remind you that, like the structure of a well-built house, you have good bones. You are well-built. There may be aspects of ourselves that we dislike, things we wish we could change. But part of developing as a person is being able to appreciate the person we are now, in this very moment, and also to be able to imagine the person we're capable of becoming over time. Maybe you wish you were better at controlling your anger, or were more patient with your children, or maybe you just wish you could truly relax and enjoy a delicious meal. Whatever it is, we must imagine ourselves embodying the qualities we admire, the habits of being that we would most like to cultivate.
Thank you for spending this time with us. And thanks to Zach Winters for providing instrumental music for this season. Please check out and support Zach's work as a musician and writer at zachwinters.com. Also, I would like to recommend Maggie Smith's memoir called You Could Make This Place Beautiful, which came out last year from One Signal Publishers. It's an exquisitely written book that explores the loss of a relationship and her own journey of self-renewal. Thanks again, and have a great week.